producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, whom we've heard way too little of lately. And then it doesn't take long for her to wear her to welcome her. You think, why do we have her back again so much? What's going on?
You really love me. You know that.
I do really love you, or you wouldn't be here, actually. And I really love Rich McFadden, or he wouldn't be here. And all the rest of my friends, if I didn't love you, you wouldn't be here. So help yourself. There are some people who love me more than others. That's a better way of putting it than thinking, oh, look at the guy who, never mind. Get into a conversation what went on off the air. Who cares about that? Let's talk about Italian businessman Renato Belletti.
Renato Belletti.
He died last week at the age of 93.
Oh,
Renato
okay.
Belletti is best known as the man who made the stovetop espresso famous, the Belletti coffee pot. He and his family. Yes. So the original Belletti mocha espresso, is that how they say it? It's not espresso, it's espresso, right?
Espresso.
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 He looked like, I look at a picture of this guy. He looked like Albert Einstein in Man of Steel. You could just Google Renato Belletti. So he was, the reason we're talking about him is because his pot, which was very famous, the first one he ever developed was in the Italian, some kind of a Hall of Fame. And when he died last week, he wanted his ashes to be buried in the coffee pot that made him famous. So that's what happened.
As a matter of fact,
there's a picture of the service for Mr. Belletti, and the pot is on the stand where the urn normally, and the priest is blessing the pot and all the stuff, and the members of his family there all looking at the coffee pot where his ashes are interned. So anyway.
Ain't that sweet?
Very, very sweet. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Oh, bobbity-boo, bobbity-bobbity-bobbity-boo. All right. Thank you very much.
Feel better
in
now?
A moment. Yes, much better.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
This is Black History Month. We're going to talk about financial status, people in the black community. What do we want to know, need to know? What do they need to know? Is there a difference in how you would handle things that are in your financial portfolio if you're a person of color? I don't know. I'm curious about that. Later on during the hour, we're going to also talk about soul food. This seems to be Black History Month, although that sounds foolish. Because people who just think soul food is for black people are foolish.
There's some great soul food restaurants down in D.C. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet there are where you are in New Orleans, too, Roberta. Aren't there lots of soul food restaurants there?
Well, it's really not soul food. You know, it's Creole food.
What is the definition of... Okay, so let's define soul food. What is
Southern cooking.
Soul food?
Southern cooking.
Southern cooking. Grits.
Grits, you know, greens, mustard
yeah.
greens, and collard greens.
Yep.
Collard greens with pork fat and bacon. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I'm having a, this morning for my breakfast, I'm having a cucumber salad, which has all kinds of strange things in it. And that would be something that I think I would experience if I went and ordered a cucumber salad down on Bourbon Street or something. Could you get a cucumber salad on Bourbon Street?
Somehow I don't think
no.
so.
No, you're not.
Really?
You'd have to buy it with what they call a big blank beer.
Yeah. Somehow I don't think so.
You know, I sent yesterday.
The only thing you're going to get on Bourbon Street is a big old beer and a Pat O'Brien's Hurricane.
Could you see him walking into like one of those bars and say, "Can I have a cucumber salad, please?"
Walking into the famous store.
Okay, all right. So I was trying to convince Meredith it would be cool. I've never been to Jazz Fest. And so I sent her all of the things that you sent me about Jazz Fest, what happens on the first day, the second day, first weekend, second weekend, yada, yada, yada. And her response back to me was, you don't even like jazz.
That's
so then I sent her a schedule. I know, that's what I told her. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, it does. It celebrates all the musics of America and specifically New Orleans.
Yeah, but it's. I would like to go just for the heck of it. You know, I find this troubling. I'm going to spend a minute here before we pause talking about the philanthropist. Good for him. Name is David Rubenstein. He's donated lots of money to refurbish various monuments around Washington, and the National Park Service took a check from him yesterday for $18 million. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, why does some private person have to give, even though it's a tax-deductible contribution to the foundation that runs these, why in the world are we, with all the money we spend and waste on all kinds of foolishness, do we not have enough money to make the Lincoln Memorial look the best that it could, or the Washington Monument to look the best that it could, or any of the other things there? This guy has to give $18 million to have this thing rebuilt. I find it's troubling, frankly. By the way, something that was dedicated. Lincoln Memorial goes back to 1922. And it's been rehashed a couple of times. I just, this fellow founded the Carlyle Group. If you were to Google Carlyle Group, you would find all the Bushes top of the list of investors.
It's funny. This guy. The headline that I see on the LibertarianRepublic.com, evil rich man pays to repair nation's crumbling monuments.
Right. Evil, because he's rich. Evil. Anyway, so that story you can check out as well at DougStephan.com, where it's 13 minutes past the hour. In a moment, we learn about your financial future to a point. This is Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
15 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Francisca Brown is director of the African American Multicultural Market Segment at Northwestern Mutual. She leads the development of strategies to engage and reach the Northwestern customer. She has a master's degree in information resource management, so we can get information, and that's really what this program is all about. So hip, hip, hooray for all of us, Francisca. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The focus on dreams, this is Black History Month. A lot of people think that African Americans are struggling. They don't have a fair piece of the pie. How do you view that when you hear those arguments? Do you think that there is anything to them, or are we getting baited a little bit by people who want to stir the pot?
back to everybody has dreams, and everybody wants to have an awareness of how to achieve those dreams and have access. So what we believe at Northwestern Mutual is how do we help people get to that? And that's for African Americans, and that's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So is it different? Maybe the point here is it different for Black Americans than white Americans? Financial, the definition of the term financial success, would we be looking at it differently or would we be looking at it the same?
We look at it differently and the same, so it's a yes and a yes. And so while African Americans have big dreams, what we're finding at where they are financially right now and where they want to be, there's a significant gap. And our goal is really to help them to close that gap. So what we find that's different than the white market is that, you know, 1 in 7 don't have long-term financial plans. 1 in 5 have not even started to set their financial plans. And then we also found that over 50% do not even think they can afford to work with an advisor. So I think part of it is about financial education and creating awareness and access.
You know, I think about this in terms of how it's used politically, and I bet that riles you somewhat, the way politicians use a race card to talk about the haves and the have-nots, when in fact you can find plenty of success stories on both sides. Do you use models, role models, to sort of demonstrate to people how one can become more successful?
I think of it as one person at a time, and I actually start with myself. I was very fortunate at age 21, graduating right out of college, to have a financial advisor approach me about life insurance, because the best time to buy life insurance is when you're young. Or I talk about starting today. So really it's about having that person who's that expert in your life to talk to you about savings and paying off credit card debts and paying down your student loans and putting money aside so that you can actually have what you want in the future. The other big piece is I had people in my life talk to me about 401k. And so what I've done with my friends who may not have that same access because I work for an insurance company is I make sure that I talk to them. And the other thing I love about Northwestern Mutual is we're starting early. We're actually going into our communities within our Milwaukee school systems at an early age talking about financial literacy.
What do you tell those, Francisco, what do you tell those kids that you talk to, or whatever age it is, whether it be junior high school, how do you educate them that they should be taking a little bit, you know, 5-10% of their pay, no matter what it is, if they're doing a paper route, if they're getting out of college, to put that away for later in life?
So what's great about what we have on our website, one of our websites is called mint.org, and it's for kids and families to start early about how do I start saving, how do I put money aside, and I think that's so important. And then as they grow and they become young adults, we have Mint Grad that takes it to the next level. So we have education appropriate for every age. But the one thing I think of is just how do we pass on that information from generation to generation. So when I'm talking to my nephew now who wants that Xbox or whatever that is, right, you can't have it now, but if you start saving and put money aside, I'll give 50%, but you also have to give 50%. So it's teaching those financial principles early. But the other thing is, what I love about what we're doing is, how do I help him and bring him along? So next time I go to my financial advisor, I bring him at age 8. So he starts to learn.
Great
but
idea.
It's really passing on that education.
Great idea.
Yeah, this is something that needs to be done in schools. It isn't being done. It's another one of these outreach. We spend all this money, and people who don't have, let's say the parents don't have a background in this, why shouldn't the children do basic things, learning about investments, balancing a checkbook, basic stuff that is important for everybody to have a handle on. All right, so give us the information site again for this. Will you please, Francisca?
NorthwesternMutual.com. Great place to find a financial advisor and content and videos.
NorthwesternMutual.com. All right, thank you. Nice to have you here to chat about finances, something we don't talk enough about here on Good Day. 21 minutes after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ready.
You're going to like this, Doug.
Richie says, I'm going to like this.
He wanted to skip it. I said, nay, nay.
This is a remake. A cover.
He's like, I don't like Poison. Skip that song. I'm like, oh, you'll like this one.
Loggins and Messina had the original version. We're going through. Oh my God. Debut songs from This Week in Various Years. So this song opened up at number 56 on the Billboard chart, and then peaked 10 weeks later, 1989. This week in 1989. Poison! Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Crank it up and say!
Old Brett Michaels did. He made himself a career, didn't he?
He's the one that was on The Apprentice with his brain cancer.
Yeah, he had brain cancer. Yep. Guy's still rolling along, man.
See? All right. Rock and roll. Next song, Don Henley by himself. This week, 1990, saw the heart of the matter. This is on debut number 80. Gay Weeks could be number one. But no, 2 months. This is recognizable music. Which is the idea here. Trying to present you some friendly, fond memories.
You know, I watched the history of the Eagles. This was probably a month before Glenn Frey passed away. And when Don Henley and Glenn Frey were out on their solo careers, you know, in the, was it, in the 90s, Henley hated it. He's like, I like writing the music. I like being in the studio. I like recording the music. But in the mid-80s, or, it was 81 to, like, what, 94 is when they were broken up. You had to do videos. He goes, I don't want to dress up and pretend like I'm in some alleyway singing this song to some girl. I know. He's just stupid. I hate it.
There you go.
He says, I want to
sing
music.
My song.
I don't want to have to do these stupid videos.
All right, so that was the song that debuted at number 80 this week, 1990. Okay, let's move to 1991. Another favorite of yours, Richie. Robert Palmer debuting at number 77 that week. Another cover. Wow, this is good. I remember this song now. His version of Mercy, Mercy Me. And this is Mercy. Actually kind of right on for that era in 91.
Oh, mercy, mercy me.
He was a surprising guy in many ways, the kind of music he involved himself. He wasn't afraid. He didn't seem to be afraid of anything musically. The way I read him, anyway. You?
It was good.
Yeah, you ever heard it before?
No. I don't remember his version of it.
There you go, Richie. Debuted number 77 this week in 1991. It took 9 weeks to get to number one. Boise, Boise Me.
Ooh, I like the next one. Come on, let's move.
All right, let's see here. We get time for one more of these. A debut song from this week in 1992 belonged to the Smithereens. Too much passion whenever we touch.
Love me some Smithereens. Another Jersey band for you.
Really?
Yep. Smithereens? Yeah.
This week, 1992. Where in Jersey are they from?
They're over near where Bruce is, actually.
Down in the Robinson area?
Central, yeah. The Central West. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so anyway, this song
20 times in concerts, great stuff.
They got started at number 58, moved it. It took them 22 weeks to get on to the number one position, but they did it starting this week in 1992. As we review some of the debut charts this week, 20 and after on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Good Day Show with your friend Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Trey Wilcox is going to join us to introduce us. And that's good, Doug. How about introducing us to some healthy soul food?
Soul
this is just for
food.
Roberta and Richie. They love soul food, and it will not include a discussion of a cucumber salad.
I want to see how he makes hush puppies healthy.
Cucumber salad.
Hush puppies.
Yeah.
Good.
Macaroni
all
cheese.
Right, here's a flash from Canada today. Headline from Cape Breton, where they have posted on their website a welcome sign. Go to the Cape Breton website. Welcome. Hi, Americans. Donald Trump may become the president of your country. If that happens and you decide to get the heck out of there, may I suggest moving to Cape Breton Island? Donald Trump is president? Move to Canada. How many times have we heard this from various people? If George Bush gets elected, I'm going. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's what they have. Their promotional site says, "Women, this is welcome to Cape Breton Island, where women can get abortions, Muslims can roam freely, and the only up roofs of our extremely affordable houses."
Sounds like
election cycle. There's a threat many people make, but few keep. So if you want to move to Canada, here you go. They put out the welcome mat at Cape Breton. Help yourself.
Going to go into Zillow right now and see what properties are going for.
Right. There's a radio host up there named Rob Calabrese, who has set up a website. It's Cape Breton if Donald Trump wins.com, which is the island. Hi, Americans. He told one of the national newspapers he's already received hundreds of emails from Americans that want to move to the island. He said, "I wish everyone from Cape Breton could read these emails because they'll make you feel proud of living here." Because the website explains some of the reasons Americans may want to consider moving to the island. And one of them says, "Don't wait till Donald Trump is elected president to find out there's someplace else to live. Start now." So, anyway. A lot of diversity there, Richie.
No,
a lot of French-speaking people.
Well,
Gaelic is spoken there. Temperatures are in the 80s in the summertime. It is very nice. Way up on the northeast, above Maine, near Nova Scotia, Halifax, those areas. And unfortunately, there's a declining population there, so they're trying to get people to move up because nothing to do. There's no industry, no business, nothing there. But it is pretty. I've talked to people who have been there. I think it's
looks like the Eastern Shore here in the Delmarva.
Yeah, very nice. All right, let's move around a little bit here. This is from the sort of byplay coming out of the Michael Moore movie, What's America Going to Invade Next, or Where's America Going to Invade Next? Roberta, this is right up your alley. You seen this movie yet?
No, I haven't. I want to.
All right, go see it. I saw it before it came out last December, and I was intrigued because even though I think that he's a pile of you-know-what, there are some good things. Very interesting man.
What?
And there's some very
Michael
interesting
Moore?
Points.
What?
He's a very pile of.
Oh, okay.
Stuff I put on the fields. Anyway, so one of the things that the movie starts with him making a trip to Spain, and he interviews this husband and wife team that talk about how great it is that they live in Spain. They only have to, they both between the two of them get 12 weeks off. They have no worries about taxes. They have a house that's all paid for. The government gives them health insurance. It's like being in heaven. Nirvana! And so we have a story that sort of duplicates that reality at DougSteffen.com about a fellow you can fast forward. He also does, Michael Moore goes from Italy to Spain to Denmark to various places to France, talking about how socialized governments are so much better for the people. It's so much more fair for anybody. So here's the story of Joaquin Garcia, who has been a lifelong adult civil servant in Spain. Due to collect an award for loyal and dedicated service for the past 20 years. However, according to the records that they have, this guy's 69 years old. He hasn't been to work for 14 years. He's been paid. He lives in Cadiz.
Welcome to Spain. And,
right, that's exactly what I'm talking about in this story. He's posted. See the story posted at DougSteffen.com. He skipped work for 14 years, nobody noticed. He's gotten paid.
And he was still
getting
paid.
He was manager. Yep. He was manager of the water board, and not that kind of water board. He had an office opposite the mayor, deputy mayor. He was asked when he was winning the award. He made, $20,000 a year. He was asked by the deputy mayor when it was announced he was going to get this award. Well, what'd you do yesterday? I don't know. What'd you do last week? I don't know. What'd you do last month? I don't know. What'd you do last year? I don't know. Turned out they figured out that he'd done absolutely no work since 2007. And then he retired. That's why he's getting this award. So, welcome to Spain, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can work for years without anybody or not be. You can be paid for years as a government employee and not show up. So is this the rule? No. But it does show you how silly. I'll bet you there are people in America that have gotten away with that, working for various entities. As a matter of fact, I'm sure there are people that have worked in the public sector that have gotten away with that. Now that my mind's going in there, I can remember as a news person at WEI in Boston doing a story. Now, just coming back to me. What is wonderful about suggestion. This would go back to, I was on that radio station, actually the ops guy in the mid-80s, but I did some reporting and things on the air as well, and I remember going to, I followed, somebody gave me a tip, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was somebody, because I was close to state government at the time, I had supported the guy that became governor, and it was good politically for my business, and, for my business had nothing to do with the radio business. I was in the bus business as well at the time. So, anyway, I remember going to the... He lived in Mattapan. Remember going to his house, and I think he was a little old Italian guy, Roberta, if memory serves me correctly. This is almost 30 years ago. And I got in a table. I went to his house. He was supposed to be at work, and he wasn't, and I asked him why he was home. And he was flustered. I knocked on the front door. Typical gotcha kind of stuff. And I had fun. This is the only time I ever did this in my life. I'm really now having fun remembering it. I went on it was a very Italian-looking house in a very Italian-looking neighborhood. And I knocked on the door, and it was 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. came to the door, and he looked like, you know, some older Giuseppe, kind of like pictures of your father that I've seen. No, it's very Italian. Bertie's father was very Italian looking.
Yeah, older
yes,
Giuseppe.
He was.
Right.
He was. Name wasn't Giuseppe, but anyway. So
it
what was your
Rinaldo.
Rinaldo.
Yeah, Rinaldo.
Facinelli. Yep. Okay. So anyway, to make a long story short, I started asking this guy some questions. He said, why are you here? I said, because I understand that you work for the MBTA, but you haven't been at work for a while. And he said, well, I've been ill. I'm out on disability. I said, really? They don't know that at the MBTA. They don't know you're on a disability. They think you're showing up to work. I mean, he was a car cleaner, and he worked the all-night shift for 30-some-odd years, and he finally found this young pup that was working with him. He paid him $40 a week to do extra work, and he kept the other $400 for himself. Never showed up to work. $440 a week.
Had the kid do the work.
He paid him $40 a week.
Work was getting done. Work was getting done.
God bless America. This is a great
idea. What did that show you?
You know
about how things like that could be. I mean, if they had any cost saving or anybody, where they had no supervisors on the overnight shift. The guys were car cleaners, and they had to clean hundreds of cars. So who was going to miss one person? This guy figured it out. So he spent a long time collecting his pay. As I said, it was about four. His net was about $440 a week, if I remember. $595.
This is a lot of money at that time.
$30,000 a year, and right, the unions.
Yeah, that was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah, good money.
That was very good money.
Got a variable for working overnight. This guy collected overtime, and he never showed up. He was getting over. That's what I remember about it. He was collecting overtime. Anyway, so there are all kinds of abuses. And crazy people. All right, excuse me. Speaking of crazy, I'm going to just sit back and relax and listen to Richie and Roberta talk to Trey Wilcox in a moment about how to conjure up and cook healthy soul food here on Good Day.
Getting hungry already.
Good.
Having a child and starting a family is a dream for many Americans, but for those facing infertility, this can be difficult. Hi, I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas and chair of Women in Government. Infertility is a disease affecting 1 in 8 couples of reproductive age. If you or someone you know faces this situation, medical advances can now help most people realize their family dreams and help those facing the disease of infertility to overcome it. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. It's gonna taste all right.
That's my
kind of 44 after the hour. Here's celebrated TV chef Trey Wilcox joining us. Roberta and Richie and I, no stranger to creating healthy and appetizing dishes. This is Black History Month, American Heart Month. Put all this together, and Trey's come up with some very interesting soul food dishes with a healthy heart twist because of the problems we all have. Some people think that soul food is too rich, Trey, to enjoy. It's bad for you. You're going to change that notion, I'm betting, right?
Hey, Doug. Yes, sir. That's the idea, man. We're trying to keep people heart healthy here. And thanks for having me.
Well, I'm happy to have you on board because we have 2 soul food experts here, Roberta Facinelli and Rich McFadden. They're both experts. I'm no expert in this.
I live in Northern Virginia, Trey, and when I go down to D.C., down on Georgia Avenue, there's a really good soul food restaurant down there. And I'm wondering how you can take ham hocks and hush puppies and make them healthy.
You know what? We're going to go a different route than those ham hocks there.
We're staying away from those. Yeah, okay.
We're going to go into the stores and we're going to select a little bit of the more lean cuts. Talking about ground pork, we're looking for ribeyes, sirloin, pork chops, pork tenderloin, those kind of things. And then we're going to take our cooking method and we're going to divert from deep frying, pan frying, and we're going to look for grills, and we're going to start grilling meats, and we're going to start cooking meats under the broiler and under the and baking them, which is, that's going to be a way of...
So you're trying to help people reduce fat and calories and sodium, but what about the flavor? I'm not an expert, but these guys tell me all the time about how rich... This soul food. Roberta's in New Orleans. So
I mean,
she knows
when you cook soul
all
food,
this stuff.
Yeah, you have to use lard and all of these, you know, different things that are high in cholesterol. So what do you do as far as cooking ingredients to, what do you replace that with?
You know, I think you're definitely preaching the language of what my grandmother and mothers would be saying. They would sound delicious. But, you know, to keep them alive these days, I'm packing on a lot of flavor with using different spices and grilling and different methods of cooking. You know, we don't have to have fat and lard to cook soul food. Soul food means we're cooking with soul, and we're trying to cook for families and people that we love. So we're putting our heart and soul into the food. That's what makes the food taste delicious. So if you look at one of the recipes that are featured on the porkbeinspired.com website, you'll see that I'm cooking with jerk spices. I'm cooking with smoked paprika. I'm cooking with flavors that are going to be unique. They're going to be a little creative. My favorite one that I'm cooking right now in the studio is actually the sizzling chili pork chop. That one I'm combining chili powder, smoked paprika, garlic powder, red chili flakes, cumin even, dude. Mixing all these spices together and then packing it onto a very lean cut of pork loin and grilling it. So, you know, then we're kind of introducing something to someone that they're not familiar with, but we're actually giving them something that's better for them and it's delicious.
Okay, so another big aspect of soul food is a lot of value, a lot of bang for your buck. You can buy some of the cheaper cuts, you can buy some of the cheaper foods, and you can feed a whole family out of it. So are you able to incorporate that into your menus?
You know, I think there's a great cut out there called the New York Pot Roast that I would definitely say I could put it to any test of saying I could feed a family of 4 to 8 with that one cut of pork roast. And then, you know, cooking that in herbal flavors that we like to use. You know, when people think about flavor, they always overlook herbs. We're talking about rosemary, sage, thyme, garlic, onions, you know. Lard doesn't have any flavor at all. It's just fat. You know what I mean? So when you think about, well, if you substitute that with using some garlic and maybe some jalapeno and some rosemary, now you kind of got something that's got my attention.
So when you walk down the herb aisle, that can be kind of spendy, too. I mean, you can pay $3-4 for a little bottle of these things. How can we get some cheaper herbs and work into our cabinet?
I would always recommend fresh, which is less because it hasn't been processed. You know, when you go down the herb aisle, that means you're rolling down the dry spice aisle, which means someone's taken the herb, dried them, put them in a really nice jar, put an expensive sticker on it, and sold it to you for about 4 times the cost.
Right.
If I go to the farmer's market and I look at a big bin of rosemary, then I'm probably going to get a big bundle of rosemary for about $1. And so those are what we want to get away from doing. Is get away from the dry, get into the fresh, and pork being one of the more inexpensive cuts. So you're going to feed a family really well, and you're going to feed them something delicious without breaking the bank.
Good stuff.
All right, so take Trey's advice. Go to porkbeinspired.com. Porkbeinspired, all one word, porkbeinspired.com. Trey Wilcox, thanks for being here. Some good ideas for good eating. I was thinking about that when I saw something from the food department that was used by a very clever fellow for Valentine's Day, Kareem Kennedy. Gave his girlfriend, Tierra Leftwich, a bouquet of chicken nuggets and waffle fries instead of flowers. And in return, she gave him
waffle fries.
A bouquet of Reese's peanut butter candies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a little creativity is good. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this education educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite. The number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the number one Tech Talk time item is Apple versus the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Apple trying to stifle this judge's order that would require them to open up the phones of the San Bernardino, California shooters. They say it's an overreach. What say you? Lots of comments on this. Facebook.com/good day. The poll at DougSteffen.com is focused on this. We'll bring it around full circle to give you a little more information on the issue in just a moment here on Good Day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
You appreciate the feeling of
a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, 54, actually 56 past the hour as I skim over the phone. Connected devices, internet-connected devices will outnumber humans 4-1 in the next 5 years. 34 billion devices will be in existence on the planet, according to a Business Insider Intelligence report. How about that, boys and girls? 34 billion devices in use, outnumbering humans 4-1 by 2020. Imagine, just put that in your head and rattle it around for a while, huh? While we think about Apple and whether or not they should be able to get into the back door of this, well, the focus is on a couple of iPhones that belong to these San Bernardino shooters, but if it happens, that means they'll be able to get into yours. The government will be able to get into mine. Everybody. Here's reporter Madeline O'Neill talking to an Apple expert about the debate here between privacy and security.
When it comes to getting into a locked phone without erasing its data,
Customers will come in and they'll have forgotten their passcodes. There's no way around that for us.
The FBI runs into the same issue as the average Apple customer.
You call Apple, you convince them that that this customer actually owns the device, it's not going to do them any good. In the end, it's still going to erase the device.
Apple's CEO and others worry that if they help the government bypass that auto-erase technology, it would be a slippery slope.
If you end up opening a door, even just for one case, then you're going to be wondering, all right, so here's the next scenario, and it's just a little bit further to being problematic.
Locals also worry that letting the good guys in for the right reasons can just as easily let the bad guys in for the wrong ones.
If they get this for just one event, which, I mean, everyone understands that's kind of important to know what's going on, that anyone can do it, not only the U.S., but China and a bunch of other countries can start accessing in, hackers too.
That'd be a dangerous tool for somebody who had bad intentions.
But balancing privacy concerns with security.
National security is not a small thing, and if you can try to avoid some huge tragedy, then you should probably be trying to do that.
It's a bit of a balancing act.
It's definitely a fine line.
And lights up a meaningful conversation without clear-cut answers.
Now, I don't really know where that line has to be drawn, but there definitely has to be some debate and look very closely on what they're asking for.
I think that's probably going to be an age-long debate, you know, where is it okay to invade people's privacy for the sake of security? And I don't think I have an answer for that.
All right. What do you think? Our poll today at DougStephan.com, are you on the FBI side or Apple's? A, FBI, B, Apple, C, I'm not sure, D, I don't care, E, I don't know what this is all about. I'm on Apple's side. Comment from Patricia, don't cave, Apple. Robert writes on Twitter, Apple is setting an important precedent. It should not be forced to have an engineer essentially write an exploit for their own software at gunpoint.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.